Welcome to the CRA Resource Show. CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. My name is Becky Clark, and I'm Operations Manager at CRA Resources. Today, we're sitting down with Angela Roberts, Head of Recruiting, and special guest Dee Dee Cornelius. Dee Dee is a longtime client of ours and is the Senior Director of Clinical Operations for one of our favorite sponsors. So make sure to visit creresources.com/blog to catch up on our latest blog posts. You can also sign up there to get this content delivered to your inbox. So I'll turn it over to Angela and she can give us more details for the topic today.
Well, I am really excited to have Dee Dee here, and Dee Dee's going to share a story with us. I just published an article last week about job scams. And the reason for that article is because Dee Dee and I was checking on Dee Dee, and she was texting me, and she told me the story you're about to hear. And I think it's becoming more and more prevalent, just employment scams and job scams in general. And they're so darn sophisticated, and it doesn't matter how savvy you are, it is so easy to get caught up in a job scam that can cost you either your personal information or your financial information or something like that. So, Dee Dee, welcome. How are you, my darling? And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm doing great. So glad to speak with you ladies again and hopefully to educate others to not do what I did.
Well, you were able to skate by the hair of your chinny chin chin, but tell us your story. Talk to us about, because you've been looking, and I don't know exactly how long now, but you've been looking for a new position for a minute, a hot minute, haven't you?
Yes, and mostly looking for something work from home, not necessarily in the clinical trials circle, because those are hard to come by nowadays. So, you know, I had signed up for work from home jobs, which is a whole other thing in and of itself.
There's a lot of scams with those, isn't it?
Oh, and you get the emails or the text messages and you click on them and they go down this path of asking you about health insurance and college education. Are you interested in doing surveys from home or, yeah, I did actually do some of those and they pay, you know, 40 cents or,
oh my gosh. You know,
it's really, I can't imagine how many you would have to do to actually make a dollar, but it's
or to make your mortgage payment, right?
So. Yes. And it leads down a whole dozens of emails about marketing. And then it goes on to warehouse jobs, CDL drivers, product testers, panel discussions. Play games on your phone and you'll make money. And it's a crazy, unending trail to nowhere, really.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's crazy what you run into with these text messages and emails. And now I'm in the process of unsubscribing from all of them because some of them are coming in asking for an OBGYN at a clinic or a nurse, a travel nurse. I'm not even qualified for any of that. So I don't know how they get to that conclusion, but it's a lot of emails and text messages that I did not sign up for.
Right.
And a lot of them say, we're hiring immediately. Can you start working tomorrow? Yeah. And I'm thinking, how do you do your background checks and your call the references?
Well, they would probably, yeah, but that's a point. It's probably not real or their contract or their, you know, whatever. And, yeah, I mean, the work from home in general, it is a whole different concept. And even whenever I'm hiring for the recruiting team or the back office team, not the CRAs that we recruit, but just if I'm hiring to shore up my own team, obviously all of us work from home. And I did a case study on this whenever we just recently hired one of our admins, Savannah, and she's so stinking cute. I'm so glad that we found her. But I had 287 applicants within the first 5 freaking minutes.
Wow.
287. And for some God-blessed reason, and I'm serious whenever I say God blessed me, Indeed shut my account down. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because, I mean, I'm like, how am I going to go through this? It was a Sunday afternoon, and I was like, holy cow. And the garbage that was in there. And you could tell some of those people weren't real people either. I mean, you know, and so we're always looking out for fake people, fraudulent candidates. And now you got to look for fake people, auto-generated pictures and garbage like that too. And then you layer in fake jobs. And I'm not just talking about ghost jobs where companies might post a position because they think they're going to have a need or they're trying to fish or, you know, that type of thing. And I'm talking about just outright scams. And you know, you're a very intelligent person, and audience, just so you guys know, whenever Dee Dee was given this offer, she texted me and asked me to help her research the company. I helped her research the company, and we had some questions, but nothing to me screamed scam. Tell me what happened there.
So, I guess the first red flag for me should have been the email said, to join with this lady on Teams and use the interview code. So I did, and you know, she sounded like she knew everything she was saying, and it sounded legitimate. The company history, the background, the mission statement, all of the stuff.
Well, the
stuff
company
they
was
do
legit,
for,
right? I mean, yeah, the company is a real company. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I'm going to the website and. Mm-hmm. And like you said, our only concern was, well, they don't have anything on clinicaltrials.com, but a lot of them hire for projected projects, right? So that's legitimate. Let's get ahead of the game. And this was document collection, you know, proofing, uploading, what you would think was legitimate for the startup of a clinical trials.
Right.
So
right.
None of it sounded like it was scammy, you know, except for it was all through Teams. There was no human interaction as far as someone actually calling me. And I did question, there was a lot of her pushing me, you know, make sure you do this today. And it was a Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, that's the other thing on these websites with our Facebook pages. Work from home, legitimate jobs. They won't push you to rapidly move on with things. Mm-hmm. They want to rapidly move on. So they're stressing you into
right
doing the things they want you to
That's
do.
That's definitely a characteristic that I've seen in the research too, is they're pushy, really, really, really pushy. They want you to move quickly, probably so that you don't think about it as much, or that they want you to be afraid of loss. Cause I know that's a sales tactic too, is that if you don't buy this today, someone else is going to get it type of thing, you know?
Right. Right. So a lot of that, you know, just, and then they sent me an e-check. There were a lot of questions around, what does your bank let you deposit daily? What's the maximum? What can clear? What can you spend daily? And, I'm like, I don't understand.
What does that have to do with clinical research?
She said, we're going to send you this check and then, you know, it'll be deposited and then you'll pay the vendor through Apple Pay. And she gave me a phone number to send the Apple Pay. I even called the phone number and I said, are you a vendor for this pharmaceutical company? And they're like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So there was the first red flag. I'm like, well, I'm not going to Apple Pay you a lot of money to buy equipment for this pharmaceutical company. And I kept telling her, if you want me to work for you, you need to purchase the equipment and ship it to me. And there were all these excuses about why they couldn't do that. And it's quicker for me to order it and pay for it and, you know, different. Yeah.
Wow.
But all of the language is very convincing. And then when you question them, they start threatening with, well, you know, you already have our check, but you wouldn't misuse company funds like that, or. You know, the language is very strong and threatening when you get to a certain point.
Oh, so. Wow. What a horrible situation. So, but then your bank helped to identify the fact that the check was not a real check.
Yes, once I reached out to the fraud department, the girl didn't look at that check very long, and she said, you know, the company logo is legitimate, but these other things don't look legitimate to me, and this is clearly fraud, but that's her daily job. So she said, no, this check is fraud.
The thing that's horrifying to me more than anything else is that this was a real company. This scammer spoofed that she was working for a real company. So when you go out and you do the research, it's a legit company. I mean, there are people that work there. You can connect with them on LinkedIn. You can do that type of thing as well. But if you're working with one person in a company, I mean, did they ever present you with, I think you told me they presented you with a real offer, right? So have,
Yes, I had an offer letter, and you know, I was supposed to start on Monday morning with my manager training, and that's when I questioned, what about the background check and the references? And they said, well, your training manager will do all of that. And I thought, wait, after you hire me? That's
Oh my gosh.
And when it happened to someone else that I knew, she knew it had happened to me. So her husband picked up the phone and called the pharmaceutical company's HR department. And they said, no, that is not how we hire people. But there were a lot of scams within that pharmaceutical company that were happening, and people were falling for them and then calling them and saying, hey, your employee that scammed me. And they're like, no, you were scammed, a real
But it
scammer,
wasn't
not our
by somebody
employees.
else. But they had
Yes.
logos and all of that type of thing as well. Everything looked pretty legit, didn't it?
It's word for word from their website, the mission, their vision for the company, the benefits outlined, everything, dental insurance, life insurance, disability, retirement planning, even if you're part-time. They offered PTO, sick leave. They went through the whole entire program, flexible hours, work from home at your, you know, when you have time. And but also when they outlined the job description, all that looked very legitimate, in line with, you know, what a document specialist would do at a pharmaceutical company. So,
That is so incredible. But
yeah.
like you said, I'm sorry, Becky, go
Oh,
ahead.
no, you first.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Dee Dee said this before we started recording, is if it seems so too good to be true. And it sounded like your dream job, really, for where you are right now in your career and what you're looking for and all of that. I mean, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Very much so.
I just wanted to ask Dee Dee, how initially did you find this opportunity? Did you find it or did it come to you? If you found it, where was it? I mean, is there any kind of a general, how this started that could help people to know what are the sources that may be spammy, how to see something off the jump?
Yeah, just signing up for the work from home jobs. It came in an email to me that, you know, it was like the headline was like, new remote positions opened up. And I clicked on it, and that's when they responded to me and said, you know, your resume, your background, 26 years in the industry, all look very impressive, and we'd love to have you here. You'd be a vital part of the company, and all of the right language,
Sure.
because I do have all of that. So,
So this was a source out there on the internet that seemed legitimate that you signed up for that
the work from
had
home.
other things that were legitimate, and then they contacted you.
So
Yeah,
they're
that's
working through
scary.
that. So I know I post flexjobs.com has a work from home component to it as well, and they verify your company information and all that. But I think it's really easy to spoof. I mean, you know, I
Yes.
get emails from myself that are spoofed emails. I mean, you know, I'm like,
Yeah, we all
what?
do
You
that,
know.
yeah.
So I mean, it's so easy to use a proxy to spoof email addresses and You grab information marketing off of websites and make letterheads and, you know, all of that type of thing.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's just super, super easy. Wow. That's really jarring. Now you said that something else happened too since then, right? But now you're a little bit more savvy. So what else, what was the other situation that happened?
So pretty much the same scenario. This was a doctor that worked with HR with another big company, pharmaceutical company. And I went through all, I even Googled the name and the person was deceased. So I replied and I said, I'm very concerned about the legitimacy of this role. I can't find your association with the company. As a matter of fact, the physician by your name is deceased and was a male, and this was a female. Is there anyone else in the company I can speak with for verification? Also, are you not doing a background check or reference check? In your offer letter that you sent to me, there are many typographical errors and misspellings. And I hope that you will respect my concerns about the position because there are many, many scams out there. After that, this person blocked me on Teams. So, that was the end of that conversation.
So whenever you're saying Teams, so like we're on a Teams call right now, but we're seeing each other. So was this more like a chat through Teams or did you
just
actually
chat?
Hey, so this, you weren't even actually like meeting with people or anything.
It's all
wow.
Chat.
Well, audience, you guys need to understand it's very, very, very rare that a permanent position will hire based off of one interview with one person, especially for a larger company. I mean, if you're going to a mom and pop shop, maybe, but I mean, we're talking about reputable known companies that are decent in size. And even the first company that was headquartered in another country, they have presence here. I mean, they, and I would have thought that they would have wanted to have some kind of an HR conversation with you as well. And you know, and I think you mentioned before we started recording, and I love this, it's great advice, is if you aren't sure, ask to speak to someone from HR or pick up the phone and call the main number and of the company and ask to speak to someone from HR because you feel like you might be getting scammed, and they'll be happy to talk to you. Somebody will talk to you.
For sure.
Yeah. So, so I, with the research that I did, I've obviously there's fake job postings. And I know some people call those ghost jobs as well. But I, there's a difference, I believe, not that it's okay, but there's a difference between a ghost job and a fake job. I think ghost jobs, a lot of times are companies that are trying to fish. And it doesn't make it right, but, you know, we have clients that we know are getting ready to launch studies and we have jobs posted that are anticipating those launch, but we're clear. We have a client that's anticipating a need for a cardiac device or whatever, you know, in the next quarter, you know, whatever, but we're clear that it's not open yet. But, and some people might classify that as a ghost job. But that is a big one. Impersonation scams. I see this all the time on LinkedIn. And you probably have seen this too, Dee Dee, to where someone will reach out to you on LinkedIn and they'll have like a generic title, like global talent acquisition or something like that, right? And then you look at them and they got a picture and they're reaching out and then they're, you know, they're saying something like, my boss is looking for someone that has your background. I'd love to talk to you. Or do you have availability? So generic. Have you seen those come through also?
Absolutely. And they, most of them say, we're looking to hire immediately. Mm-hmm. Like we need you quickly.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're caught up in the moment, the excitement. Hey, I finally got a position, potentially. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can make my mortgage payment this month. Woohoo. You know, right? I mean, there is that, right? You see these folks, bless their hearts, they're lamenting over the thousands of applications that they've applied to. And then you're taking a look at all of these people that are trying to scam them. And I've gotten, I mean, I had people reach out to me 4 or 5 times last week trying to recruit me. And I'm like, I own a recruiting company and you're trying to recruit me. And I look at their profiles and they've got all this activity on their profile and there's a picture and then there's a great headline and there's got all this information, zero connections. So yeah, you got to look out for that too. So, but the biggest thing, what they're looking for is either A, personal information, because you got to complete an application, or B, money. So they're going to give you a fake check. Have you spent money on something that's really going to route through the Apple Pay number or whatever is going to route through to them? They get your money and the check bounces. But what I would tell people, especially if you're completing online applications, is don't put your social security number until you've absolutely verified it's a real company, it's a real offer. So if they ask you to complete an online application and you're not seeing a face and you got a gut churn, you pick up the phone and you call HR and you say, hey, look, is there really a job out here? Because I don't want to put my social security number into this application if there isn't one.
Yes. The second position attached to my offer letter was a W-2 form. And I thought, oh, no, buddy, you're not getting my social security number. No, there was no way.
Yeah.
Who attaches that to the offer letter? That doesn't happen.
People don't know, though. I mean, you were a hiring manager, so you probably are a bit more savvy than someone else. I mean, a lot of people don't know, you know, onboarding really does have a method to it. And they shouldn't be doing a W-2 form unless they've got a picture of your driver's license and they can confirm that you're right. A real citizen and all of that stuff. And so what are they asking for that too? I mean, that's just really horrible. So,
scary.
So if you could give, I don't know, 2-3 top pieces of advice to someone about how to protect themselves, what would you say?
So I did some things after the fact that I should have done while in the moment. You know, if you're with a company, most of the time they train you on phishing emails, mm-hmm. right? How to look back at those email addresses. The one that she had already assigned me a company email, but when I went to look at her email, it was a Gmail. Mm-hmm. So she didn't even have a legit company email. And things like that, just do your research. Ask the hard questions. I think anybody that's interviewing you for a legitimate position would be perfectly okay with you asking legitimate questions in a respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
And explain there are so many.
And if they're not, then either A, the culture is not going to be a fit for you, or B, it really is a scam.
Yes. And nobody I've learned now is ever going to interview you in a Teams chat.
No, not in a chat. Mm-mm.
No, not in a chat. It's going to be, you know, video and a lot of companies now are doing panel interviews. That's kind of the common practice. And, you know, you're never going to just speak to one person in the company either. You know, there's going to be other people that are interested in speaking to you before you actually even get a offer letter. So
for a perm, for sure. Contract's a little different. It might be a one and done for that, but for a perm, I absolutely agree. And, you know, you can request information interviews too. If it's a legitimate company, especially if you're a seasoned professional, you have a right to be able to suss out the culture of that company. And a great way to do that is to have an informational interview with someone who would be a colleague of yours. And so even if you're going through this process and, you know, they're like, well, I'm the only HR person, we're a small company, we're this, we're that, or whatever. Well, how many people are in the company? Well, if they're scamming you, they're going to give you a pretty good sized number. Say, great, I'd like to speak to someone that I would be working with. I want to understand the culture of the company. Can I have an informational interview scheduled? And that would be helpful too, because most companies will comply with that if you ask them to do it. So if it's a smaller size company and they say, no, I'm the only HR, or I'm the manager, or I'm the only owner, or I'm the whatever, you know, you could have that other recourse too. But the bottom line is, God gave you a gut for a reason. Follow it. And if it smells rotten, it probably is.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, I'm so sorry. We are out of time for this podcast. Dee Dee, thank you so much for telling us your story. It is really helpful to hear these things in real time that have happened to real people and to know exactly how to mitigate this kind of thing moving forward, and lessons learned all around. It's, you know, every experience we have is lessons that we learn to get to grow and help someone else too along the way. So thank you for that, Dee Dee. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your story.
Anytime.
And for our audience, because I know Becky's got this, we got a wrap-up look on her face. But for our audience, we've got a community that we've built now. It's a coaching community, and there's a free part of the community. And I posted the two scams that I received in that community earlier this week. And I would invite, it's a free community. You guys can, you know, go to our website, and there's links to the community from the website. But I would invite listeners to join the community and share what they're seeing. I've got screenshots with the pictures of the people and what they've told me and all this stuff out there. And I'm highlighting why I know it's a scam, but I think it's kind of like taking a measles vaccine. You got to know measles exists and what to look for and then get vaccinated for it. It's the same thing with the scam. You got to know it exists. Everybody exists. It's out there. Now let's start talking about what we need to look for. And real examples is a perfect way to do that. So thank you for sharing yours.
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies.
All right. Thank you, Angela, as well. Thank you, Dee Dee, for joining us today. And thanks to everyone out there listening. At CRA Resources, we understand you have many options when it comes to selecting which clinical recruiting company to partner with. Not only do we take pride in working with the highest quality CRAs and site managers, we also only work with quality pharmas, biotechs, medical device companies, and CROs who recognize the importance and value of a CRA's role. So feel free to reach out at CRAresources.com for more information about our firm.